There's a famous question that many ask, and many don't think it's such a question. Lamaisa, after we know that the Gemara says that the Ikar Nes of Chanukah, Rashi says, on my Chanukah, al eizeh nes kovua, was the Nes of Menorah. This was the kvius, the biggest part of the observance of the Yontif, and this is the, seems to be the Ikar that we're commemorating. Yet we find that in Al Anisim, it's not really mentioned. Just means they came back and they were able to light the Neiros again. It certainly doesn't describe this magnificent Nes HaMenorah, which took place, which is mind-boggling, that the small Pach Shemen, and doesn't seem to be mentioned. And the question is, why not? If that's the Ikar Nes, Aleiz Nes Kavua, it seems a bit strange. Could be that the answer lies in something that the Welt says over. I never saw it inside from Reb Chaim, but I've seen Talmidim and Talmidei bringing it. That Reb Chaim, they say, used to say on the Posuk in Tilim Yud Gimel, Vani bachaste chobotachti, yogeli bi bishuasecho. Dovid HaMelech said, he has bitochen in the chesed Hashem. He knows Hashem's chesed is infinite. Yogeli bi bishuasecho, so the Avin Ezra says, Uleman zeha bitochen, my heart is going to rejoice in the Yeshua. I know, I'm confident the Yeshua is going to come because I have such confidence in Hashem's total chesed. Shiro LaHashem ki gomal olai. Shiro, I will only be able to say after, gomal oshen ovar, after the fact. And it says not just gomal, but gomal olai. I don't know if Reb Chaim emphasized the olai or not. L'choira then, it could be that there's a posha to teretz. When it comes to Hallel, when it comes to Alanisim, which is in Hoidor, when it comes to recognizing and speaking about the Nisim and praising Hashem for the Nisim that he did, it's not Gomel Olai. That Nes we have no Shaychus to. 2,500 years ago, in fact, it happened that Dor was Zeiche to be able to keep the mitzvah, Bekol Hidura, in the Lachatchila Dika form, not to be potter with Oynes, and they fulfilled the mitzvah. What Shaychus does it have to me? It's very inspiring. And we'll come to that in a minute, why that was the Ikar Nes, Aleiz Nes Kavua. Or the Hallel? If Hallel has to be Kigomal, and the Gomal is the Pshat to be able to feel it, it happened. It's done. Even the bitochen of Yogeli b'Yishuasecho, where he's sure it's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. I can't have that feeling of appreciation. So it wasn't Gomal. It wasn't Gomal Olai. It happened to them. We have no shaychus. Whereas the Ness of the Rabbi Miad Me'atim, the Tmeim Biyat Tehoirim, and the Hatzlocha in the Loshon of the Ramban, that El Molei the Chashmonoim Nishtakach Teiru Mitzvahs VeYisrael. Torah mitzvahs would be forgotten to Klal. Cholila, it could never happen. The Torah promises, lo yishochach mi pizaroi. But they were the agents that brought it about. And if not for them, al biderech hateva, nishtakach Torah mitzvahs Yisrael. That's the Loshon of the Ramban in lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda in Vayechi. So that's to us. The Torah that we have today. The Torah that you have today. What we do, what you do in this building, in every room of this building, and in every bismedrish, and throughout the world. This is all Gomel Olai. If the Torah would have been forgotten, we wouldn't be here today doing what we do. That's something we can say Hallel for. That's something we can appreciate because that's personal. That's Gomel Oleinu. The Nes that we commemorate with the Menorah that happened to them, that's of great importance. We'll see in a moment. But what Gomel Oleinu, that was the Yeshua, that the Chashmonoim brought about, and the Torah and Mitzvah survived to this very day. The truth is that there's an amazing Targum in Hallel, which sort of sets the tone and maybe gives a sense of appreciation of why it has to be Gomel Olai. The Pasuk says, Mo Shiv LaHashem Kol Tagmeloi Oloi. How can I ever pay back? What can I ever return to Hashem? Kol tagmaloy, and most meforshim learn, all the gmul that I have, all the gmul that's olai, is really from him. The Targum learns differently. The Targum says that all the Gemul delay, everything that he has in his Oitzrus of Chesed, all I, he gave to me. It's not true. David HaMelech didn't get all the Chesed that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has to give. In fact, there is no limit to that Chesed. So, what's the pshat? Kol Tagmulohi, which is Takamashma in the Pasuk, Kol Tagmulohi, all the Gemul that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has, he gave to me. Vaistois, that a person can reach such an appreciation of the Chesed Hashem, to be so thankful, to be so appreciative, to recognize what a great Chesed. The Borei Olam has nothing more important to do than to be mischassid with me. A person can reach such a hakora that he can feel, it's as if he gave me all the Chesed that he has. It's so real, it's so potent, it's so vibrant, it's so exciting that I feel as if all the Chesed and all his Eitzrus of Chesed he gave to me. Memela, I say, Moshe Hashem, Kol Tagmelohi Oloi. The truth of the matter is that if you want just a little bit of a seer, I heard once from my Shvigas, Ol Gesund Mishtarzai, she told a little story. She says, there was this Almona, and she was Mefarnes HaMishpocha by selling bagels in the Shuk. Every day she would bake the bagels and she would go to the Shuk to try to sell the bagels. One day, the whole day went by, she couldn't sell one bagel. It's very distraught. It's getting dark, time to go home to her family. No money, no bagels were sold. All of a sudden, on the way home, somebody stops her. What do you have there in the basket? I have bagels. Kids, I need them all. He bought them all. She's walking home. She says, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, you're so fun, Newman, with all of the important things that you have to do in this world. Where do you find the time to pay attention to Vastutzach in this Almona's little basket? The Rabbeinu Shalaylam, that he does a chesed for us, it's something that's of such a magnitude, it's something that we should have such his spilus, that we could feel as if Kol Tag Meloi, as if he gave us everything that he has, as if all the chesed in the world was given to me. If that's the case, we can understand Reb Chaim, when he says, Ki Gomel Alai, that it has to be Gomel. If it didn't happen yet, to be able to reach such a darga, to be able to say, Mo Hashiv LaHashem Kol Tag Meloi Oloi, that's mamish not shaykh. But once it happened to me. I can feel it. It's not just that I know it's going to happen, but it actually happened. And it didn't happen to someone else, it happened to me. That already we can begin to feel that more Shiv LaHashem, Kol Tag Meloi Oloi, and therefore in the Alanisim, which is also part of the Hidor, the Nes HaMenoira is not mentioned because on that, the level of Hidor that we need cannot be felt on something that didn't happen to us. On the other hand, Ika Nes Aleis Nes Kavua was the Nes HaMenoira. So it's very interesting lotion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Me'oid, V'tzorich Lizoyez Bo Lefarsim HaNes, Ula Hoisif B'Shevach HaKel V'Hidol Al HaNisim She'osolon. It sounds like, from the Rambam, that the Pirsume Niso is to be Moisif on the Nisim She'osolon. What's the Nisim She'osolon? The Nisim She'osolonu are the Nes of the Hatzolah, the victory of the Hashmonoim, the Nes that Torah Mitzvah was not Nishtakach mi Yisrael. So it seems that we need the Nes HaMenoira to appreciate the survival of Torah Mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? I think it's really very simple. A person who doesn't have a sense of appreciation of a mitzvah, I mean, talk too loud, I don't know if you get money from the Federation, but the Federation talks about Jewish continuity and Jewish survival. But if there's no appreciation of a mitzvah, for what are we surviving? What's it all about? Chanukah gives us a unique perspective on the appreciation of one mitzvah. A doer, 2,500 years ago, that could have been potur midin oines, from the Hadlok altogether. They didn't have Shemin Torah. Not only that, Tumash Hutra Barabim, they could have done it b'di'evet with the Tomidika oil. But the fact that Lechatchila, they were able, Derech Nes, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in its most Mehudadika fashion, this we're still celebrating today, 2,500 years later. That's the Chashivus of a Mitzvah. That's what the Ner Chanukah teaches us. And when I see the chashivas, when I'm the farsim, the Nes of Chanukah, and I remember the chashivas, I learn, I review, I rediscover the chashivas of one mitzvah. What that one mitzvah means, that they were able, not us, they were able to perform the mitzvah in its most mahudatika fashion. When I think of that, then I'm meisif al shevach okel v'hidoya al anisim she'osalonu. Because now I can appreciate what it means, loy nishtakach teiru mitzvah Yisrael. Because I know the chashivas of one mitzvah. Alachas kamo v'kamo, that the teiru and mitzvahs were saved the Klal Yisrael. Now it takes on a whole new meaning. That having been said, I'd like to take for a moment a different perspective on the interaction or the relationship between Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Limud HaTorah. I heard once from the Nevardika Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankov Yafin Zichreinu Livrocha. He asked a very interesting question. He says, the Yerushalmi in Brocha says that has a shaila where the Kreisvei, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, I think, are potter from mitzvahs. The shaila seems to be whether there's a Isik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah and the equivalent of it, the Kreisvei, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. The Yerushalmi says, didn't Rav Shimba Yochoi sit in the sukkah, or lulav, one of the sukkahs, take a mitzvah. Didn't Rav Shimba Yochoi hold halomet shalom and aslasus nechle shalom nivro? That's the lashon of the Rishalmi. So he asked, he says, that's why Rav Shimba Yochoi did mitzvahs? Because halomet shalom and aslasus nechle shalom nivro? Rav Shimba Yochoi had to do the mitzvahs because he was mechuyev in the mitzvahs. He was only potter from tefillah. Other than that, he was mechuyev in mitzvahs. He had to sit in the sukkah, he had to take the lulav. So, didn't Rav Shimon Yochoi sit in the sukkah? Didn't he hold? Didn't he know that Haloimid Shloim and Asnasos Loich Loish Lenivro? So he says, Vaistos, you see from the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvahs, it's not like we always think the Torah is Alman Aslasos, therefore the Iker is the mitzvah. He says, the Torah is the Iker. If a person would be Teirosum Noso, theoretically, he would be Potter from all the mitzvahs. Except that his Torah then would be Shalom and Aslasos, which would have been a chsorin in the learning. So the Shmiras HaMitzvahs are go a mile in the learning. And the purpose of the Shmiras HaMitzvahs is to elevate the Limud HaTorah. But the Limud HaTorah is the Iker. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochoi was mafsik to do mitzvahs only kedei that his learning should be on a higher daraga of the emes alman aslasiks. Even if he learns alman aslasiks, masik shmeis leave the hilchasa. But if he doesn't do, it's achsor in the alman aslasiks. That's why he did the mitzvahs. Meir dikazach. So it comes out that the ikar of everything, the ikar shleimus, the ikar fulfilling a tafkid in life, is the Limud HaTorah. I'll never forget one of the most defining moments in my life. It was in my young years when I was sitting in a freezing cold Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim, in the Mishkan section there, spending about 2 hours with one of the Talmidei Chachomim of Yerushalayim, Rav Lezer Palchinsky, Zichreinu Livrocha. And we finished learning. I was freezing, I remember. The oven, the kerosene oven wasn't on. Freezing. It was a cold winter night. We get up, and he says to me, you know, the Welt meant that the architects designed the buildings and the bridges, and the engineers tell us exactly how to put it together, and the builders, the contractors, whatever words he used, he didn't speak English, you know, make it all happen. He says, what we were doing here now, sitting for 2 hours learning Torah, it was taka ktsois in a sugi in Bava Kama. Says, this is what holds the world up. The world stands on this. And then he starts saying the pasuk with tears streaming down his face. Im loy barisi chukai yoimon v'laylo chukai shomayim v'oretz loy samti. If not for the Torah, the world wouldn't exist. I'll never forget the hashpo, the roshim that had on my life. And that's the reality. It's the limud ha-Torah that the world stands on, the Yisroel she's asku ba-Torah. And according to the Rishalmi, there may be other opinions, the fact that we're mafsik, if we will be Torosim, if not Torosim, Nosa, we have to do the mitzvahs. That's what the mitzvahs are there. But the Torosim, Nosa would only be mafsik, only that should be a mile in his learning, that he's performing the mitzvahs. Limud HaTorah is not shaykh. That's the tachlis of the Briya. That's what it's all about. And I think it behooves us to spend a moment to delve a little bit more into what happens when the Jew learns Torah. And this is not a discussion for a few moments, because there's so many countless direct effects and side effects. But I like to focus on one. And forgive me, but to come to it from a completely different area. Rashi brings a sifri in Parshas Bahar, where the Torah gives a special tzivoy for a Jew who either got sold because he stole or sells himself to be an eved to a goy. Avodahem, they still remain avodim l'Hashem. So Sifri says, Shaloi Toimar, Ma Rabbi Oved Avodah Zorah Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Shofech Domim Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Mechal Ol Shabbos Afani Kamoyu. Talmid Loimar, Lo, Avodahem, you're still my avodim. What in the world is going on? An Eved, a Jewish Eved, that sold to a Goy. Goy doesn't treat him like an Eved Ivri. If he has only one pillow, he gives it to him. Treats him like an Eved. Wake up the middle of the night, do this, do that, the other thing. And he wants to be like the master. And especially Rabbi Mechal Shabbos, at least if you take one day off, he has Shabbos. The Rabbi is Mechal Shabbos. I want to be a Mechal Shabbos too. The Rabbi is Shefech Domim Soru. He wants to emulate the master. Vaistois. That there's a koyach in shibud, that when someone is meshubed to someone, there's that craving to be like him. There's that craving to identify with him. There's that craving to emulate him. Lahavdil elef alfei havdolas, if that's the case, if that's the psychology, then the same thing, lahavdil, in limunat Torah. When a person learns almanas lasis, and the learning is taka almanas lasis ke pshutoi ke mashmoi, that I'm mafsik to do the mitzvahs because the Torah has to be almanas lasis. I'm creating the greatest shibud to the Beri Olam. I study a sugya, and all I do is look to see what's the halacha. What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want? Rabbi Itzel used to learn, Omer Abaye, what does Abaye say that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells me? That's the way I used to learn. The Bali Musa were able to do that. I'm mishabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shibud creates the desire to emulate Hashem. To take that Selim Elikim and perfect it. And to be like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who is mishabed me. And every sugya that I study and I try to figure out the halacha, and even if there's a machlekes in the halacha, and even if I'm not learning the halacha, the maisa, but I want to know, what is the directive? What is the directive? Why does Hillel say that the shibud is? Why does Shammai say that the shibud is? And that creates the desire to want to emulate Hashem, to want to emulate His midas, to be mahu rachum afator rachum, mahu chanun afator chanun. When the Goyin says that the Tikkun HaMidas is the tachlis of the life. The Loshen that the Eben Shlema quotes, which is not an exact quote of the Goyin in Mishlei, but the Loshen he brings is him, Lav Tikkun HaMidas, Loma Lichayim. The Goyin couldn't find another purpose to live if not for Tikkun HaMidas. Tikkun HaMidas is what allows us to reach the Shlemus, that allows us to connect with the Beir Yodim in this world, and to be Zeichet, to be Nenaziv, the Ziv Ashkina, the Oil Mayad, the Netzach, and so on. And that emanates from the Shibud that comes from Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah has that power. When it's Almanas Lasois, then the very fact that I'm learning, I connect with the Beir Yodim. Not to mention what Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, that when we're Mishtasheya HaTorah, Shom Mazkirin Doidov Miyayin, we remember Maimon Har Sinai. We feel that Yishokeinim and Shiko Ispiu, that pale, pale kiss that Rashi describes there, that Klal Yisrael felt in Har Sinai, that the Beir Yoylem speaks directly to us. When we learn the Torah, He's speaking to us. We hear it. We hear it. It reverberates in our Nishoma. Then we hear the Dvar Hashem. And it's the Dvar Hashem, Almanas Lasois, that we mishabit ourselves to the Beir Yoylem, and we, through that shibud, we come closer and closer and identify with Him, and are mashlim ourselves in our midas, and can be able to achieve the dveikus v'Hashem, which Mesillas Yeshurim tells us is the tachlis of the entire Bria. That having been said, I'd like to mention one other thought. It's very interesting. In fact, when Rabbi Yisroel Salanter came out with his kuntres supporting the idea of learning in the Kollelim, the Altum Slabotka was asked to write a Hakdoma. And he quotes there the Medrash, it's brought in the Yalkut in Sefer Shoftim, in the Maisa Pilegish Begiva. Says that there was this Maisa Pilegish Begiva, and there was Chasorin Nachnos Asorichim, he didn't invite her in, and was killed, and the body was cut up and sent out all over. There was a milchoma that ensued, and 70,000 people from Shevet Binyamin were killed out. And Chazal say in the strongest language that you can imagine, Mi horagoisom, who murdered these 70,000 people from Shevet Binyamin? Sanhedrin gedoylo shehiniach Moshe, Yeshua Pinchos Simon. Sanhedrin. What's going on? Why? So the Medrash continues. Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they said, Sholom olay nafshi, having memayit be'esek va'asoit batoiro. V'kol echod ve'echod yoshav tachas gafnu etein osoi. Everyone sat down under his tree, under his little bismedrash, to learn. But they should have traveled to the north and the south and the east and the west to teach Derech Eretz. And they didn't. And because of that, there was a chesaron in Derech Eretz. And it was a tragedy that killed 70,000 people. Who is responsible for that tragedy? To the extent of the lotion of Mi Horagoisom? Sanhedrin Gedolah. Now, this is very interesting. How did Sanhedrin make such a mistake? The Sanhedrin, they heard the Torah from Mipi Moshe. They heard the Torah, they knew these were the greatest of the giants of all generations. They come into Eretz Yisrael, knew, they learned, they finished their 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years in the Kollel, I don't know how many years. And how did they make such a mistake? Vaislois mitzad echod. The limud ha-Torah is such that no matter what, no matter how much I've learned, no matter how much I've grown, I still have to continue. There's more to go. The Torah is infinite. Infinite as the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. And there's always more, and the more you learn. Not to get a little more. There's no dimyon for that one more time after 100. So there was a gewaltige das Torah. That's what they should have done. Mitzad sheni, there was a line. There was a line that you have to draw. Now, there's an achrayus. Now the din of arvus kicks in. Now the fact that it's biodenu limchois to go out and to teach Klal Yisroel, and they didn't draw that line in the right place, they're held midin arvus responsible for everything that took place, because they could have, and they should have, gone out and traveled to the north and the south and the east and the west to teach their herds, and the ensuing tragedy is their responsibility. So I think that when we face a group of Choshev Yunga Light who are sitting and learning, Mamish, I heard 3 stories a day, the chashivus of what they're doing, what you're doing, is not shy. The world stands on that. If they would stop, if the Kollelim would stop to learn, and the yeshivas would stop to learn, the world would stop to exist. There's an achrayus. When to draw that line is a very difficult question. It's very hard to make that decision. It needs a lot of guidance. It needs a lot of experience, a lot of guidance from Rebbeim and Gedolim, and it's a hard line to draw. The Sanhedrin didn't draw it in the right place. But we have to be aware that there is an achrayus that comes with the Limud HaTorah. The shibu that emanates from Limud HaTorah is a shibu to all the mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of arvus, including the mitzvah of teaching Torah, including the mitzvah of being responsible for the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. It's a very fine balance. I think that we have an opportunity on Hanukkah to appreciate the whole picture. On the one hand, we appreciate the chashivus of a mitzvah. One mitzvah we're still commemorating today, the fact that it was done by Kuvase. On the other hand, we appreciate the fact that Torah mitzvahs was not nishtakach liYisrael, that what they did was enabled us to be able to have Torah and mitzvahs today. They were the shluchim that we have to appreciate and be thankful, and we talk and say hallel for that every day of Hanukkah. But we also have to realize that we have an achrayus to Klal Yisrael. It's true that the Torah promises us lo yisi shochach mi pizaroi. It's true that the Pasuk in Novi Yeshaya says, Ruchi asher olecho, udvor asher samdi ruficho, lo yomushu mipicho, mipizarecho, mipizarecho, me'alto ve'ad oilom. The Torah will never cease to exist. Mitzad sheni, we have an achrayus. We have an achrayus as if, just like the, if not for the Hashmonoim, Torah mitzvahs would have been forgotten. Not really, but they had to feel that way, and they acted that way. They even made a toast in that area, and it's a reality. We have to feel that responsibility. We too have to feel that responsibility. The responsibility to learn and hold up the world, and the responsibility to assure that Torah mitzvahs is not forgotten to Klal Yisrael. We live in a world today where the need for Talmidei Chachomim to take upon themselves the achrayus to teach Klal Yisrael is maybe more acute than ever before. The opportunities are untold. The world is, the Gashmius in the world is working in our favor. Why? How do you say that? Gashmius works against. Because of the Gashmius, we can't reach them. No, not so. It used to be that a person had to be in his 60s before he makes it. Until he's 60, he's working hard, he's working overtime, he's building a business, he's building a nest egg, he's building a family. He doesn't expect very much from this world. Then already, when you get to 60, in the 60s already, it starts to hurt over here, and before you know it, it's all over. Today, I don't want to say it, but if you're not a multimillionaire by the time you reach 30, you're a low useless. No, except if you're learning. But this is what's going on in the world today. What's happening? They're coming to a realization earlier on that there's no thing there. There's no glicken. There's no grace glicken. It doesn't make you happy. Happiness doesn't come from pleasure. Happiness doesn't come from money. Happiness doesn't come from any of the materialistic indulgences that our society offers us. And to the contrary, the more we have, the more miserable we are, and the more we realize that we need something. So they're more, in a sense, craving for ruchnius now than maybe in previous generations. And there's what to be done, and there's a receptive Klal Yisrael out there. And there's an achrayus. There's an achrayus. And in a certain sense, those that learn more and that know more and have more to offer have more of a responsibility. Now, this responsibility can be filled in many different ways, but we should feel it. We should feel the responsibility to the every yochid and yochid, and we should feel the responsibility of passing on the Torah to the next generation. This little Hashmonoi family felt that responsibility. They worked, they fought with Mesiras Nefesh against all odds. This little mishpocha, a couple of poor yidolak with nothing to bring to the table against this superpower. And B'siyata D'Shmaya they won. And they go down in history as the ones that assured Shalei Nishtakach Torah Mitzvahs Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us that we too should go down in history as those that played a crucial role in assuring the continued survival of Torah mitzvahs to future generations. Kol tuv u'freilich.